T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Well, I start off this hour of the program with some just heartbreaking news. I just got word, and I see it's now busting across Twitter. The Wisconsin State Fair for 2020 has been canceled. Wisconsin State Fair saying, we thank you for your unwavering support. Going to look forward to celebrating the 2021 Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular. August 5th through the 15th, the refunds for the 2020 fair for whatever you spent can be had. But that's heartbreaking, man. It just is. I understand it, but that's just it just is. It's heartbreaking that the state fair has now been lost to this as well. We just see portions of our summer. Just go by the wayside. Just go by the wayside. So, I guess if you were planning something there in the beginning of August, and you thought, well, do I go? Do I stay home for the state fair? Well, now I made your decision for you, I guess. So, heartbreaking. Anyway. Want to get that, by the way, that news and breaking news in the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. That's radio.com/Dell. So, but yeah, the state fair, it's tough. I love the state fair. I might actually like the state fair, best out of all. You know what I mean? There's a lot of great events that go on in our state. You know, Summerfest, obviously. There's Bastille Days. There's Broadfest and such out in Madison. I have yet to get to the Oktoberfest in La Crosse. That's on my goal list to do. But I've been to a lot of great, you know, Tomahawk, obviously, the Fall Ride up in that area. But State Fair, I think, is my favorite. I just really do. I think that's my favorite. Because I get to broadcast and I get to see so many people and you guys and girls come by and say hello when we're broadcasting at Goose Island at the Bud Pavilion, and it's just such a neat event, and now that's gone. So damn it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Admirals50 talk line, please feel free to do so. And if you want to hit me up on Twitter, you can, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can find me there. You can find our buddy Sam Schmitz, Evan Heffelfinger, both on Twitter as well. Sam, what is your Twitter handle?
@Sam_Schmitz, @SCHMITZ.
@Sam_Schmitz. Gotcha. Okay. And then we know Evan Heffelfinger's @EvanHeff25. So we got that going on. So if you want to get a hold of them, feel free to go ahead and do so. Also, you can find me on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Hit me up on the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. And thanks to Marty, Steve, Brent, Kathy, and Margie, all listening to us from different areas of the country, all on the Radio.com app. So we recognize you as well. Aaron Jones wants to be a Green Bay Packer for life. This is what Aaron Jones had to say when questioned about coming into the last year of his contract.
Whether it was my first year or my last year on the deal, I'm going to be just as motivated. As it doesn't change just because a contract is on the line for me. I mean, I'm going to continue to work and do everything in my power. And I trust my agency and the Packers to with that. I would love to be a lifelong Packer. And so, yeah, that's my take on that.
So that's my take on that. Now, if he has another good season, he's going to get anywhere from 12 to 15 million bucks, depending on where, you know, the level seems to fall, if you will, when it comes to running backs. Not as many teams value the running back, although in the Shanahan style of offense, you do value the running back. So he could become more valuable to a run-oriented team, obviously, if he has another good season. He led the league in touchdowns this past year, and he was one of their better receivers. This past year, he also became a much better blocker this past year. So the question should be, one, would you like to see Aaron Jones be a Packer for life? Two, do you think he will be a Packer for life? Or three, do you not value the running back position and feel that, you know, you can go find some decent running backs and you don't have to overpay a running back to be a Packer for life? That's the first portion of the question. The second portion is this. Aaron Rodgers has stated he wanted to be, this is where he wants to retire. This is where he wanted to be his entire career, doesn't want to leave. Aaron Jones says, this is where I want to be my entire career, I don't want to leave. Other players have said the same thing, okay? Some players do the business is business, but they'll say, you know, but I really want to be here. I really want to stay. Others will say, well, if I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not, I'm not. It's a business. And you can kind of tell where their care and concern is. It's for their statistics and their pocketbook, okay? The loyalty factor, the desire factor to remain with one organization doesn't necessarily become prevalent until probably fifth or sixth or seventh on their list. What makes Green Bay a better destination than most franchises? I think we know a lot of the answers to that. I don't know if the rest of the world does because everybody, I mean, even Tom Brady last year quoted numerous times saying, well, I'm going to wait till the end of the season. I'll make my decision. We'll see what happens. He didn't come out and say, but I want to be a Patriot for life. He didn't say that. He went on record earlier and saying, I'd like to retire here. This is where I'd like to end my career. But last year, nah. No, it was, you know, we'll wait and see. You could clearly tell. He did everything but say, look, I just need to get away from Bill Belichick. Okay, I need to get out from underneath this. I need to go make money. Bill's not going to pay me. All right? So you tell me why there's such a difference in what the Packers organization has as opposed to other organizations. I mean, we can probably go through that laundry list of adjectives, but give me your thoughts there. So do you value that running back position the way either we should or maybe others do not? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Holla, 855-830-8648. Paul writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I'd like to see Aaron Jones stick around, especially if he has another solid season. He dedicated himself in the offseason to getting his body in shape, and last year it paid off, and he did not get injured. If he puts it together in back-to-back seasons, pay the man his money rather than an unproven commodity. Well, you would assume at some point this year Dylan's going to get some playing time, right? So if he gets his playing time and he's every bit as good or better, well, then that pretty much is the writing on the wall for Aaron Jones. But let's just say Dylan does get his time and he's okay, but doesn't really impress. And in the meantime, you've got the meaner and leaner Aaron Jones coming off of a season the way he had it last year. They actually utilized him. They actually gave him the damn football last year as opposed to what they weren't doing in years prior. Now that he's had his opportunities, now that he's taken his hits, and when he takes the hits and he gets a little lathered up, he becomes almost a better running back. Do you value the running back position more as a fan looking at this team and looking at this offense? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Do you value it as much? Hey, grilling season is here. We know it. Schulze Family Farms beef, they have that mouthwatering. The meats for you and your grill and your family, everybody deserves that, right? The Schulze family's been providing delicious pasture-raised beef in Humbert, Wisconsin for now three generations. A wide variety of steaks and roasts and ground beef and even tasty beef snacks is just a mouse click away at SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. You can sign up right now for a recurring delivery subscription based upon your preferences. And your shipment's going to be packed in dry ice, and it's going to be on your doorstep in just a couple of days. Or you can have a customized curated box. And that's a great way to try some of the awesome beef that they have before you really make a commitment to a subscription. So what could be better, right? You get to try it before you buy it, basically. The next time you think of great beef, think of Schulze Family Beef. When everybody, they were just talking about this, the five big beef and chicken manufacturers in the country have kind of, they're being investigated now for kicking up the prices. You got a family company right here in your own backyard. Right here in your own backyard. Support them. Right there from the Schulze Family Beef Farm, their high-quality pasture-raised beef from the farm right here in Wisconsin to your family table. Place your order today at SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. Now, due to high demand, because a lot of people are discovering this, some items may be on a short back order. So make sure you check them out. Check out that website for availability. That's Schulze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. Stay tuned. Do you value the running back position? Will Aaron Jones be a Packer for life the way he wants to be? That is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Tomorrow on the program, and I got to tell you, I'm done. I've already figured it out. So the match, which is Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, aired this past weekend, and Phil has come out and said that he wants to see this be an annual event, right? So he would like to see like Michael Jordan and Steph Curry. Okay, so tomorrow on a Top 5 Friday. Your top five, other than Phil and Tiger, the top five matches you want to see paired up with Tiger and Phil on the match. And I'm already done. I've already figured it out. I'm done. I sat here. I had, so you need 10 people, okay? And the best matchup between these two, I already figured it out. Now it's just a matter of placing them in order as to what my preference to see would be. So I've got a little bit of everything in there. I got a little bit of funny, got a little bit of serious, got some sex appeal in there, got all kinds of stuff going on. So think about that. Coming up tomorrow, the top five matchups with Phil and Tiger on the match that you would like to see on a Top 5 Friday. Great big how we looking. There you go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's get to the phone. We got a phone call, Sam, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, let's do this. We're talking about Aaron Jones, and will he or will he not be a Green Bay Packer for life? We're going to get into that discussion. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Traeger Grill. Traeger Grills, they are the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Get yours today. From Ben and his great staff down at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware, Germantown Ace Hardware. You can find them over at South Milwaukee Ace Hardware and Harry's Ace Hardware. That is in Franklin. Let's go to Brian in Greenfield. Brian, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, good, Bill. So I was just telling Sam before that, with LaFleur's offense, San Francisco, Tennessee, those types of offenses, the trend in the NFL has offense at D-value and go away from the running back dependency, but those offenses are more running back dependent, so you have to have a good array of running backs when you're running that type of an offense. And the thing with Jones is, yeah, he's not your typical hammer that you're going to hammer in there 25, 30 times a game, but he is a super matchup problem for opposing defenses, especially when you split them out. If you put a linebacker on him, that is a really tough matchup for a linebacker.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. Last year, what you saw in a couple of those breakaways was that secondary speed that he has. And he's got, and appreciate the phone call, he has got another level of quickness. When you see Jamal Williams is a little bit more bruiser, okay? A little bit more of a north-south, knock-you-over kind of guy. Aaron Jones can lower the shoulder with that low center of gravity and give you a hit. He's not going to run you over. But he'll give you a juke, and if you don't get an arm on him right away, he's off to the races. He turned at times last year. There were times where there was penetration in the backfield, and he did a little hop step and was gone. He was very, very good at it. So it was just to watch him have that other level, that gear, you know? It was just something we had not seen in a while in Green Bay. I mean, even Ryan Grant ran with those. He was like Amon Green, ran with those high knees. I mean, he was a guy that was going to high step, and he could run you over. He's a little more beefy. You know, he could run you over. He wasn't as big as Amon Green, but he could still run you over. But he was a hop step, too. I mean, even when James Starks was good, James Starks had that hop step. But James Starks had long strides. If he'd get out in the open, he could just outstride you, you know. But Aaron Jones, he became a better ball catcher. And when he did, he was dynamic with the football. And I kept saying during the season, just get that guy the ball. He's a play. He's a legit playmaker. Get him the ball. He was the second best. Behind Devontae Adams, he was the second best playmaker you had on offense. Without a doubt. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Chime in. Do you think Aaron Jones would be, could be, should be a Packer for life, and how much do you value now that that running back position? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This is from Kyle. Kyle writes in Winnie's email inbox, I think Aaron Jones probably has one more contract left in him. We know the shelf life of a running back in the NFL is not a long one. If you get your knees or legs taken out from underneath you, your career is pretty much over. You can't overpay for guys like that. You just have to pay them what you can and hope that they have the longevity and the wherewithal to stay supportive. He has had injuries in his past. Last year was a solid season. I would pay him only if he can back it up with another big-time year. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Mitch writes in Wendy's email inbox, hey, guys, great discussion. I was just talking about this with a friend of mine. I think that Aaron Jones is worth anywhere from $10 to $12 million a year. Can they get a deal done now and not overpay for him? Well, here's the thing. If you could, one, would you? Secondly, should they? But thirdly, if I'm Aaron Jones, do you bet on yourself and believe that, hey, another healthy year and do what I did last year, and if I can duplicate that, he's got a big payday coming. He can go $13, $14 million a year, maybe more. But if he doesn't and, say, gets banged up this year as he has in years prior, well, then his value goes down to 8, 9, 10 maybe, depending on what level of injury he would end up sustaining. So if you could get him at a reasonable price, say $10 million, $11 million, $12 million at the most, you might look into that. But again, what the Packers are looking at is, okay, we'd love to get a deal done, yes, but it's got to be one in our favor. Secondly, if Dylan turns out to be the guy, then why do I have to go pay $10 million or $12 million or $16 million to Aaron Jones, who's good, but Dylan, maybe he absorbs it quickly. Maybe he becomes a better blocker. Maybe he's a really good pass catcher. And that guy's got size and beef, and he runs over people. Although I will say, the guys that punish usually last less in the NFL when it comes to longevity than the guys that are fast and quick. that don't take a lot of direct hits. And Aaron Jones has been pretty good at that throughout his career. Where he had the problem was that ankle injury. That just took a little while to heal. But for the most part, he has avoided the big hits. 855-830-8648. Shout out is there. This one's from Mark, who says, unbelievably disappointed that the state fair has been canceled. I'm going to miss it. My family and I spend a lot of time there. Every year we come by and we say hello to you as well. And we usually come by with those mini donuts. Yes, I remember. You are the family. Your son's name, God, I think it's Bobby or I think it's Bobby. I think your son's name is Bob. You guys bring those little mini donuts to us every year. Thank you so much. He says, my son has the jersey of Aaron Jones. I hope they don't get rid of him. I would like to see Aaron Jones have another solid season and then actually earn his money. And I hope he earns it right here in our own backyard. 855-830-8648. Chime on in. Let's see here. What else do we have? This is from Xavier Moon, who says, I want me some state fair. I'm going to have to make my own stuff on a stick this year. And maybe that's all we're going to have if we don't get football back. Everybody else is too worried about their damn money. So if it's not going to be profitable, to hell with it. I'm going to find other things to do. Making stuff in your backyard on a stick. Well, there you go. How are we looking? Hey, stay tuned. Speaking of sticks, our buddy Ebo. He's about as thick as a stick. The co-host of the Joe and Ebo Show out there on 96.7 FM and 6070 AM out the zone in Madison. One of our fantastic affiliates. He is going to join us. That is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Right now, the only thing that may happen, which now it's probably not going to happen, may happen at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds this year, would be Wednesday Night Live. They have held off on the announcement that they are canceling that, but the Wisconsin State Fair Board just a little while ago made the announcement that the Wisconsin State Fair for 2020 has been canceled due to COVID-19. So that's disappointing. But if we all gather again at some point or another, maybe we're going to gather at the Wisconsin State Fair Park for Wednesday Night Live at the Bud Pavilion, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. So joining us now, have they canceled Broadfest out there in Madison yet, Ebo?
Real quick, Bill, thick as a stick, my man. I got to tell you, I was in quarantine. I put on a few pounds here. No longer.
Is that right?
Now I got a little
good
belly
for you.
Here.
Okay. Just checking.
What was your question, unit? Why did they cancel?
Have they canceled Broadfest out there in Madison yet?
Oh, yeah, unfortunately they did. First they moved it, and then, it got canceled about a week or two ago. Pretty sad, man. I was trying to, work on this belly of mine here with those brats.
Yeah, that's, it's rough
the
all the way
around. That's sad. My first concert I ever been to was at the Wisconsin State Fair when I was a little kid. I saw Herman's Hermits and then the Doobie Brothers.
I think Herman's Hermits still plays there every year. Only now
isn't
I think
crazy?
They play over in the Cousin Subs Amphitheater or U.S. Cellular, whatever it is. They play at one of the smaller, stages.
I think they still play Herman and his Hermits by the porta potties now, but he still rocks, man.
It could be. I mean, they may need to play there as old as they are. Hey, first and foremost, what is the scuttlebutt out there? I mean, do you think that there's going to be a college football season in Madison?
Man, it's, I'm the captain of hope here, to quote Mike McCarthy, when it comes to this. I do think there's going to be one. It's just Dane County is a little different, than the rest of Wisconsin here, because we just entered into phase one. And on Tuesday, it was 25% capacity. So I went out and I got myself a Bloody Mary at a bar over here just to, you know, to pay my support. And I didn't die, so I'm still alive, so that's awesome. But when it comes to Dane County, we're in phase one, and phase two will be 50%. But phase three for the Dane County, the Dane Forward Plan, is you can't have gatherings more than 250 people. And they said they won't move out of phase three until there is a vaccine. So phase three, Dane County, Camp Randall, 250 people. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope, you know, Barry Alvarez can maybe flex his muscles a little bit. I don't know the answers, but right now I think there will be football. I don't know if there's going to be fans, though, for Camp Randall.
I mean, they rely so much on that money. Now, granted, there's television money through the Big Ten Network and such, but they rely so much on that gate and on the concessions and on the things that go on around Camp Randall, not to mention those businesses. I can't imagine that they're just going to say, okay, we're going to stick with phase three regarding this, and we're not going to allow fans in Camp Randall. So we'll see what happens.
Things have changed so fast and so often, so who knows. But, Bill, you've been down to our tailgates. There's 250 people just surrounding our booth as we're broadcasting live, you know.
Right.
So it's nuts, man. And those businesses down there, I think they get about probably 70% of their yearly, you know, revenue through – tailgating in football season.
Right.
So it's, you know, some weird times.
Let me ask your thoughts. We were talking about Major League Baseball earlier. The NHL, the NBA, women's soccer, NASCAR, golf, everybody's figuring out a way to get back in the quarterback on the field. Major League Baseball still arguing over money. When you hear this, and I don't know what kind of fodder you guys have had regarding your program, but I am no longer of the essence of whether it's the owner's fault or the player's fault. I just think it's in terribly, terribly bad taste and bad form for Major League Baseball to be arguing over money. Do you agree?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. It's awful. I mean, first it started with, you know, health and safety of families. Now it's just turned into, I don't even think really they talk about COVID-19 anymore besides maybe getting some tests in, but it's money. Blake Snell put a price on his life. So I'm not going to play for half. I'll play for the full. Then, you know, Bryce Harper talking about it. And I got Max Scherzer last night on Twitter. And for our show, I just did a poll today. Do you think there's going to be a Major League Baseball season? Majority of the people said no. And it's getting pretty scary, man. It's very bad optics, like, of them talking about their money. It's for people that have unemployment as high as it is, everyone, the average American is just getting totally, totally rocked. Financially, and then you've got millionaires and billionaires complaining about it. It's sad, man. I don't know if there's going to be a baseball season. Do you? What do you think, Bill?
You know what? They're getting to the point now. Let me ask you this, though. Do I think there's going to be a season? I think they're going to figure something out. But my fear is that they're getting to the point where it's not going to be 100 games. It may not even be 82 games. You know, I mean, I don't want to see them playing at neutral sites in the South come November. You know what I mean? I don't want to see that. I mean, once you get up against the NFL, and especially when the NFL gets into November and you're starting to talk about postseason and jockeying for position and the meaning of games, wins and losses, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of people paying attention to what baseball has going on, especially after the arguing over money, which pushed that season back. So to me, the sooner rather than later is probably beneficial to baseball. But if they jockey this thing to where it starts end of July, as some are now predicting, and they only play, say, 65 to 80 games tops, is that even worth it?
I mean, it's so weird. I think that they're alienating a lot of fans because, you know, the pecking order, NFL's king, NBA is taking second, and I think Major League Baseball is falling to that third level here. And they have an opportunity right now to have so many eyes on the product of baseball and to win people over and to be this great bringer together, you know, for everyone in these stupid times that we're living in right now. And they're just arguing nonstop about money. And the thing that really made me take concern about the season, if it's going to happen or not, is obviously the players want a prorated contract. The owners, they want their revenue share. So the owners came out and said, we will lose more money if we pay prorated contracts with no fans than if we don't play at all. That was like a month ago they said that. And that opened my eyes. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know if there's going to be a season. And if it's in late July, like you were just saying, and, you know, you brush up against the NFL, Bill, the NFL's king. what are you going to watch? A season that's kind of meaningless now for baseball, or the king that is the NFL? You're going to watch the NFL.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. The NBA, the Bucks fought for home court advantage. If they do come back, they're not going to get it, obviously. They're going to be playing in a bubble down at Walt Disney World or whatever that happens to be down there in the wild world of sports in Orlando. Fair, unfair? I mean, you're talking about teams playing on neutral sites. Do you have more respect for the Bucks if they end up winning at all, or do you have less if they end up losing because their home field advantage was thrown out the window?
Man, I'll give the respect to you if they do it. I mean, as a lifelong diehard Bucks fan, if they win it, I'll be shoving it in everyone's faces that they won it. But you go back and look at it, and it'll be a weird year. You know, like, I don't know if there'll be an asterisk next to it, but everyone's affected equally. It's just I was reading about it, that they're thinking about putting them in different hotels around that area. Put the Bucks in the most boring area you can find so they're not distracted by everything down there. They just focus on basketball. And I saw, like, Damian Lillard saying that LeBron should be MVP over Giannis and cited some nonsense. I want them to go out there and Giannis to just dunk viciously over everyone to show that he's the MVP. Nothing can bring him and the Bucks down, and they win it all. I'll give them all the respect in the world for going out and playing it. Because, Bill, let me ask you: if the season happens and comes back, are you going to look at it differently? Are you going to say, like, an asterisk season for you guys?
No, I will say, well, only for the fact that they all played on average 62 games. The majority of the season, the Bucks won the regular season. Okay, I'm just going to say that. So when it comes to the postseason, I believe that the rest, Giannis had some knee issues and health issues during that last stretch. They lost a couple of games just before the season was called. So to me, he gets healthy, the team comes back. You kind of recreate a little bit of that chemistry. Now, what you do with it, and how well you stayed in shape, and how seriously you took your time away. That's what this comes down to. So if the Bucks go out on a level playing field and they end up beating a lot of these teams and do it in fine fashion, I give them all the credit in the world. There would be no way an asterisk was going to go next to this.
Yeah.
The only thing I could say is, let's say the Bucks face another Western Conference foe and they don't win. I can say that in part they may have lost a little bit of that home court advantage, which makes it a very difficult environment to play in for opponents coming into the Fiserv Forum. And you lose some of that when you fought for it. Yeah, it's a little bit disappointing, but I'm not going to say if they win it, there's no asterisk, and if they lose it, there would be. I would just simply say they had everything lined up for them, and it took COVID-19 to kind of derail what we ultimately thought was going to happen.
Yeah, Bill, I'll say this. You don't have to say it, but I'll do it for you if you want to. If the Bucks win it all, I'll be shouting from the mountaintops of how great they are. If they don't win it all, I'll be shouting from the mountaintops, asterisk, 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 didn't count, didn't matter. So if you don't want to say it, you just send me some talking points, and I'll shout it out, Bill. I used to write, like, Glenn Robinson letters when I was a kid. I've been waiting for a championship forever. Something needs to happen, Bill. I'm chomping at the bit here, man.
Ebo, always a pleasure, buddy. Great talking with you a little bit. I'm glad you put on a few pounds. You needed it. Tell the wife we said hi, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
Bill, thanks for having me on, man. I always appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Our good buddy Ebo out there at the Zone in Madison. Always great to chat with him just a little bit. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens out in Madison. As Dane County, obviously some different standards than what the rest of the state has, because the state opened up because of the Supreme Court decision. But municipalities kind of have the say in their own jurisdiction. And I don't know if we're going to see fans at Camp Randall. That's going to be a tough call. Ebo, by the way, the co-host of the Joe and Ebo Show on 96.7 FM and 1670 the AM, the Zone out there in Madison, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. If you head up north, that is where social distancing, that's where it was invented, right? I got to get away. I'm going up north. The Four Seasons Island Resort, that's in Pembine, Wisconsin, or Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort, that's in Iron Mountain, Michigan, which is the home, by the way, of Timberstone Championship Golf Course. Both are open. They have stay-and-play packages going on right now. They have a lot of different amenities to both places. And if you're looking to maybe get away, you don't have sports right now, so you want to, and you don't have the state fair now. So you say, you know what? We're going to make our own fun. We're going to do our own thing. Whether it's just you and the missus, bunch of buddies, you and the family, whatever it happens to be, go to TimberstoneGolfCourse.com for the stay and play packages or just to find out more about Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort. TimberstoneGolfCourse.com or where I've been numerous times, and it's just a really cool, eclectic, historic place with a golf course right there on the island. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Tell them I sent you. Great places both, and a lot of fun. Good golf, good pools, kayaking, pontooning, fishing. They've got all kinds of stuff up there. But check them out. TimberstoneGolfCourse.com or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. The NBA may have a play-in group stage style tournament. I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, but there's a lot of options that they're considering as they try to get this thing going again. And they're getting to the point now where if you want to get this back towards the end of June, you got to come to some sort of an agreement on this. But we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Big reminder, if you live in the La Crosse area, you're probably saying, uh-oh, if you haven't heard it already, okay, while the state fair has now been canceled, if you're just tuning in, breaking news earlier today, the state fair has been canceled, but if you live in the La Crosse area, okay, or maybe the surrounding areas, all right, you got a lot of good people out in that area. You got Holman, Onalaska, Sparta, Toma, Stoddard, Westby. You know, all those areas. Love that. Even coming up from Viroqua, for that matter. You know, or Melrose, or Galesville. You know, places like that. Or coming over from, say, Winona. Rochester. Come on by. We have our dinner event coming up. The La Crosse Cigar Dinner is coming up June 10th. June 10th, we're going to be at Shenanigans Entertainment Center and Sports Bar on Dawson Avenue. And so June 10th, we're still going together. We're going to do it socially responsible, okay? But come on out and enjoy yourself. And this might be the first time that you come out and you venture out a little bit. But just join us. We just hope to get as many people. I shouldn't say as many people because that's a lie. We have a limited number of tickets. We normally sell, I think, like 60 or 70 of these things. And we have limited the number of tickets to keep the social distance and to do it responsibly and still do it and still have fun. And we can still share some stories and do it while we're apart. So, and it's outside, and it's not going to be in confined quarters, so to speak. So we're going to have a good time. So if you can, please come and join us for the La Crosse Cigar Dinner event coming up on June 10th in just a few weeks. We're going to be at Shenanigans Entertainment Center and Sports Bar, Dawson Avenue in La Crosse. Tickets are on sale right now. Go to Tobacco Outlet Plus Groceries. So if you were planning on maybe going to the State Fair or doing some of these other big festivals, well, they're not happening now. So we're going to keep our event limited as far as the gathering of people go, and we're going to do it responsibly, but we're going to have at least a fun night out. We'll give you your money's worth. You get your dinner, you get some premium cigars, and even if you don't smoke cigars, that's fine. Give them to somebody who does, but come on out because it's a great time. You get some free cocktails or just free drinks in general, and we share a lot of stories. We do some Q&A. We have a lot of fun. If you've ever done these, you know exactly what it is I'm talking about. If you haven't done it, find somebody who has and ask them about it. We've had a great time, so please come out. Go to Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. .com. That's Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery.com. The NBA, real quick, they want to do kind of a soccer style, or at least are considering a soccer style tier level of play-in tournament, regional, you know, type of tournament, where you have tier one, like the top four teams, the Bucks, the Lakers, the Raptors, the Clippers, then tier two, tier three, and then you put teams, four more teams in. So it'd be the Blazers, the Pelicans, the Kings, and the Spurs. They would also, so you end up with 20 teams in the postseason if you go right to the postseason. And it could look like the stage draw. So you have the stages. You draw the first one. The first team out of tier one is the Bucks. Tier two would be the Jazz. Then the Sixers, the Grizzlies, and the Blazers. That would be your group one. The winner of that group then faces the other groups, and the groups then begin to pair off, and that's how you get down to a champion. So you could have like a bunch of games played back to back to back to back in this bubble down there in Orlando, and that would be your version of playoffs. against some of the lesser teams and some of the better teams. But that's something that the NBA is considering just to get themselves back. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball is still trying to figure out how they're going to get back as well. But Adam Silver is very open to many, many new ideas, and this may be one of them that they could try and it not change the norm when right now you are, you know, doing many different things that aren't normal because of the situation in which we live. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Brad listening to us in Eau Claire. Brad, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, doing great. Thanks, Bill. How's it going?
You bet. Good.
All right. Yeah, I think maybe the baseball owners are missing a kind of an opportunity here. You know, like you say, the optics are terrible. Stop fighting over it. Give the guys what they want. And then when the contracts come due next year, the following years, say, hey, you know, we lost our butts over this. We don't have the money anymore. These $300 million contracts are now only going to be $200 million because we can't pay you. And then they could save a bunch of money over time doing it that way. I'm not sure if they can make that happen, but I think it's an opportunity for them. And then as far as baseball in November, I'm all for it. You know, if I can listen to the Brewer games or watch Brewer games during the week or every day, you know, nobody's going to watch on Sunday, but baseball all week, football on the weekend, I'll take that.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, man. He drops off, you get on board. Would you mind baseball in November? I still think the NFL would be king and those weekend games would be either less attended or less witnessed. But never. Now, the one thing I will say, think about this, though. Let's say you're right and baseball says, okay, we'll pay you your money, but over the long haul, we're not going to be able to afford to do it because we're going to recoup our losses. So therefore, as an ownership group, we're not going to pay the same style of salaries we have in the past. You know what's going to happen, don't you? Right? You know what's going to happen? Then the players are going to scream collusion. And they're going to want that money, too. And they're going to want to sue for more money there. Just saying. Hey, my friends at the Biofuels Association want to say, hey, you can help out the farmers, help out the agriculture industry right here in our own backyard. Hopefully things change soon. But ethanol comes from corn, and in our state, in our area, corn employs a lot of people, right from the farmers who grow it specifically for ethanol to the truck drivers who transport it to the fueling stations who deliver it. They are all working together, and it fuels our state monetarily right here in our own backyard. Go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. See for yourself what it is I've been talking about. abetterfuel.org. It's easy to do. And just go to abetterfuel.org and see if your car can handle it. Take it the unleaded 88 or the E85. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Biofuels Association in Wisconsin, for Wisconsin. Again, online at abetterfuel.org. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.